ClassTV.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Correction, staying corrected. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville on duty. Absolutely greatly appreciate that. Yes, 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 of course. He's right. The movie was Saturday Night Fever. The song that Donald Trump and Elon Musk, the AI-generated characters, are dancing to on the Twitter X post by Elon Musk is Staying Alive. Saturday Night Fever, of course. Rick said the same thing, Saturday Night Fever. Well, I'm sorry, folks, but I'm starting to develop CRS really badly. Can't remember stuff. So greatly appreciate you guys keeping me on my toes. Ms. P. and Petoskey, if you're given a tax credit, it's still being paid by our taxpayer dollars, the ones that you currently pay, the ones you're currently obligated. I got a question. A person making 150 grand a year or more, or less, depending on the way these tax credits are set up. It sounds like up to 150 grand a year, you get the tax credit. If you make more than 150, you don't. That's according to the stories, according to the polling story. If you make 75,000, you only get 4 grand. So that's where it stands. Other text messages coming in. I never was polled. That's very, very true. Very true. Let's see. Son-in-law sending me one. The tax credit did change. Now they will allow you to transfer the credit to a dealer for immediate discount instead of subtracting it from your tax liability. Thank you for that correction. I remember that used to be a tax credit. Why do they keep calling it a tax credit? That's a rebate. A $7,500 rebate comes off the top of the price. Why do they continue to call it a tax credit then? Vehicle tax credit. Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that update. So that's what Jennifer Granholm was talking about. Got it. See, I love you guys. You are so intelligent. Now, Miss Sherry, the listener corrections is the most fun about your program, about your show. Yeah, because the talk show host says things that are wrong. You guys hold me accountable. Send me the information. I correct myself. No problem. if there's been changes to laws, God, I don't have time to follow every single change. So, yes. Captain Jeff, he says, I'm just your drummer having your back. Yes, yes, yes. Well, not only that, but that music from Saturday Night Fever. That soundtrack, man, they had some good tunes in that movie. But you guys, if you haven't seen it yet, whether you're on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now X, if you'd like me to send you that link, let's see, let's make this simple. Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So let's just do M for Musk and T for Trump. Just do MT. If you text me MT, I'll send you the link. You got to see it. It is funny. Playing it to Staying Alive. Oh, is it? Is it funny? Let's see. Let's get to this other story I wanted to get to. You all know the radical U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, excuse me, had it backwards. Rashida Tlaib. Well, there's going to be a Democrat nominated at the Democrats' state convention on Saturday, August 24th. 4 days after education unions' endorsements were made, political activist Hawaida Araf, I'm not even going to try that one. She announced her candidacy for Democrat nomination where? University of Michigan Board of Regents. She said she entered the race this weekend because of her endorsements coming from the U of M students' leadership. Who is she? She's a Palestinian like Rashida Tlaib. Pro-Palestinian, wants the destruction of Israel. The ones that motivated me to run, who have also endorsed my candidacy, brings me to this race. Her primary motivation is to draw attention to the students of the University of Michigan, their concerns about the university's not making a strong enough statement about the plight of the Palestinian people living in the war-torn Gaza Strip. Back in May, the University of Michigan's board denied requests to disclose university investments in Israel that were going on during the Israel-Hamas war. The university responded to the student request by calling in the police and shutting down their protest. The students wanted to meet with the board, and the request was ignored. As a leader, it's your job to listen, to have a dialogue that could have gone a long way to actually improving campus relations and diffusing the tensions that ended up arising. Students who were frustrated with the university's response to the request approached this person. I'm not even going to say her name because I can't pronounce it. Sorry, it's a Palestinian name. Huwaida, Wada, Araf, Arrafe. Sorry, don't even know how to say it. Don't care. They, the students, wanted a representative on the board that would listen to them. She expecting other official letters of endorsements from students as well as the public. Yeah, let's see how that goes for you at the state convention of the Democrats. You know what? With Rashida Tlaib's bank account, she'll probably help fund this woman's efforts at the convention. She very well may win. So, running against Republicans, Ron Weiser, probably, I'm going to guess, Carl Myers, not sure. We'll see. We'll see who actually ends up getting it. Interesting story, though. And here's the main thrust of it all. The Michigan Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers. These are the two public school teachers unions operating here in the state of Michigan. They came out and endorsed this person. Even though, no, excuse me, they have not yet endorsed her. There it is. Misread the story. The fact that these organizations have announced their endorsements is not going to stop her from making her case to one or two of the other Democratic candidates. I will go to the convention and will communicate with them, making the case why someone like me is needed on the board. I think if I make my case, perhaps one of them may drop out and I'll be able to serve as the Democrat nominee. Got it. It appears the unions actually endorsed other candidates. Well, here's the problem for you, lady. The Democrat Party at their conventions always follows the endorsements made by the teachers' unions. They control the Democrat Party here in the state of Michigan. That's right. Our public taxpayer dollars that go to teachers through negotiated union contracts always, always pay their dues to either the Michigan Education Association or the American Federation of Teachers. As a result, those unions endorse Democrat candidates. And if you don't get that endorsement from the teachers' union, you're probably not going to win your race. So we'll be following this very closely. We'll see what happens. We'll see where this goes. Again, that'll be happening on Saturday, August 24th at the state conventions for the Democrat Party. Oops, that is the wrong information. Dr. Jeff wants that link to Elon Musk's Twitter X post. I believe this is fully AI generated. So I got to back this out and go back to Sherry, copy her, and then send it to you. Again, if you would like this link, text me MT, Musk Trump. Trucker Paul down in Jackson. Hey, brother. You out on a run? Let me know. Many of you requested it. All right, I'll get on it. Short break. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I have been texting this link during the entire break. My thumbs are sore. Clayton up in Pickford, I sent it to him. A minute later, he came back with, "That's great." So if you'd like the AI-generated dancing of Donald Trump and Elon Musk to the music Staying Alive from the movie, thank you, Captain Jeff, Saturday Night Fever, just text me MT and I'll send it to you. I thought it was really well done. Obviously, the body for Trump is not Trump's body. That guy's a lot thinner, much better shape than the president. But it is still funny. Well done. AI generated. Man, that's amazing what they can do. Kind of interesting, too. Michigan, we're not important, you think, in this upcoming presidential? Second campaign event in Michigan this month. Two of them in August already. By Republican Vice President candidate J.D. Vance. Blamed the upcoming layoffs of nearly 2,500 auto workers at the Stellantis plant in Warren, Michigan, which manufactures the soon-to-be-discontinued Ram 1500 Classic pickup truck. Who did he blame it on? Kamala Harris. More specifically, he blamed her for voting to preserve NAFTA and supporting electric vehicle manufacturing. Vance said that the transmission and carburetor manufacturers are suffering because of Harris, flooding this country with millions of cheap, illegal alien laborers. Vance, at his rally in front of around 300 spectators, took place at Cordis Incorporated. It's a trucking and hauling company in Kent County. He invited the operators, Steve and Charlie Cordis, to speak to the crowd. Cordis said his company tries not to put Chinese manufactured parts in its vehicles and prioritizes buying American. It's getting harder because they ship the jobs overseas. We need to bring them back with the tariffs that Donald Trump did before. And that will help keep us, America, great, said Cordis. Later in the day, the Michigan AFL-CIO president, Ron Bieber, reported that Cordis is a non-union trucking company. And that, in fact, he was fined $1,800 earlier this year for violating a Michigan law that protects employees from hazards that cause or are likely to cause death or serious harm. You see how the union bosses, the union thugs, you see what they do? They attack the credibility of the guy that's hosting J.D. Vance. Well, Vance finished up his statement saying, Michigan is a red wall. A red wall state that now will be important in putting Donald Trump back in the White House. Because if people are sick and tired of high prices, losing their livelihoods, losing their jobs, they need to vote for Donald Trump and I. Vance also criticized Harris's remarks, that she would tackle the affordability crisis affecting families on day one. Really? What are you going to do about it? Vance said Kamala's day one was January the 20th of 2021. That was your day one 4 years ago, said Vance. Criticizing Harris for not taking any questions since she's taken over at the top of the ticket. Well, reporters started asking questions of Vance. He had no problem in responding to the reporters. If you want the American people's vice president, you ought to answer the questions. You need to earn their vote. It's really that simple. Waltz hasn't done it either. Both Kamala Harris and Tim Waltz have not answered any questions from the media, and you have to ask yourself why. Vance then went on to attack the media. Why aren't you guys holding them accountable? Why aren't you demanding they answer your questions? I'm here today answering your questions. Where are they? Good point. But for this to be a second trip to Michigan in the month of August, 2 weeks into August, and he's been here twice. I think we're going to see J.D. Vance and Donald Trump quite a bit over the next 80-some days. It's going to be very, very interesting to watch how important they think Michigan is. And I got to tell you, those Kamala Harris TV ads, I want to throw up every time I see one. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some.